Ezra chapter 4. When the adversaries of Judah and Benjamin heard that the former exiles were building a temple for the Lord, the God of Israel, they approached Zerubbabel and the heads of the families and said to them, "Let us help you build it, for we seek your God just like you do. We have been sacrificing to him since the days of Esarhaddon, king of Assyria, who brought us here." But Zerubbabel, Jeshua, and the rest of the heads of the families of Israel replied to them, "You will have nothing to do with helping us rebuild a temple to our God, but we will build it by ourselves, alone, for the Lord, the God of Israel, as King Cyrus, the king of Persia, commanded us." Then the people of the land discouraged the people of Judah and made them afraid to continue building. They bribed consultants against them to frustrate their purpose all the days of Cyrus, king of Persia, even until the reign of Darius, king of Persia. Later, in the reign of Ahasuerus, also called Xerxes, in the beginning of his reign, they wrote an accusation against the inhabitants of Judah and Jerusalem. Then in the days of Artaxerxes, Bishlam, Mithradath, Tabiel, and the rest of his associates wrote to Artaxerxes, king of Persia. The letter was written in Aramaic and then translated for the king. Rehum, the commander of Shimshai, the scribe, wrote a letter against Jerusalem to Artaxerxes, the king, as follows. Then wrote Rehum, the commander, and Shimshai, the scribe, and the rest of their associates, the judges, the officials, the secretaries, the Persians, the Arachites, the Babylonians, the people of Shusha, that is, the Elamites, and the rest of the nations whom the great and noble Ashurbanipal deported, and settled in the city of Samaria and in the rest of the region west of the Euphrates River. This is a copy of the letter that they sent. To King Artaxerxes, from your servants, the people of the province west of the Euphrates, the king should be aware that the Jews who came up from you to us have gone to Jerusalem. They are rebuilding this rebellious and wicked city. They are finishing the walls and have repaired its foundations. The king should be aware that if this city is rebuilt and the walls completed, they will refuse to pay any more taxes, customs, or tolls, and in the end it will be detrimental to the royal revenue. Now, because we loyally eat the salt of the palace, and it is not appropriate for us to witness the king being dishonored, therefore we have sent and informed the king, so that a search may be made in the records of your fathers. You will discover in the records and realize that the city is a rebellious city, and harmful to the king and the provinces, and that they have instigated sedition from long ago, which is why the city was destroyed. We are informing the king that if this city is rebuilt and the walls finished, you will have no portion in the province west of the Euphrates River. Then the king sent a reply to Rehum, the commander, and to Shimshai, the scribe, and to the rest of their associates who dwell in Samaria, and in the rest of the region west of the Euphrates River. Greetings. The letter you sent to us has been translated and read before me. I have given orders, and a search has been made. It was found that this city from long ago has made insurrection against kings, and that rebellion and sedition have been made in it. There have been many mighty kings over Jerusalem who have ruled over the entire province to the west of the Euphrates River. Taxes, customs, and tolls have been paid to them. Therefore, give the order to force these men to stop, that this city must not be rebuilt until further orders come from me. Take care not to be slack in this matter. Why should damage accrue to the harm of the king? Then when the copy of King Artaxerxes' letter was read before Rehum, Shimshai, the scribe, and their associates, they quickly went to Jerusalem to the Jews and forced them to stop. Then the work of the temple of God in Jerusalem ceased. It was put on hold until the second year of the reign of Darius, king of Persia.